Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 16 of season 5 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. What's going on?
We're back at it, baby.
One of the best teams in the history of NBA basketball.
Absolutely.
Very happy right now. Things are good.
I don't know, man. I've never felt this good in my entire life.
No. It feels like true love.
Yeah, it really does.
That win over Houston and then the blowout over the Knicks, I just really couldn't get the smile off my face.
Were you scared about that, Houston? Like, let's
little
be
bit,
real.
A right? Little bit. Yeah. Kind of concerned.
Me too. I just felt like it's like one of those things where it's too good.
Things were going too well. Mm-hmm. You're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what? 2018 is about positivity. We're not about that. We're staying positive.
Staying positive.
And they did great.
It's paying off, man.
It really is. Broadcasting is always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Let's get down to it. Drake talking smack.
Talking shit to a whole arena is the greatest.
Midcourt. And that was, see, now I watched that game on tape delay. I had to follow it on my phone because I was out at one of our buddy's shows. But was that after the first quarter that he did that?
Yeah, that was in, the game was, it was very early on in the game.
You know, here's, a whole bunch of change this week.
Yeah.
There's royalties
and
some extra for that, because that's just awesome.
For just having big balls, you know?
And when he was standing behind Trevor Ariza the whole time.
Talking shit.
That fun, love it. Again, more money for you, Drake. God bless you, sir.
That's, you know what? It's the best. Like, a lot of people still go at Drake. I'm like, oh, he's a... what's the term? Fair weather fan? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I think he's a...
No, I think he hangs out with his friends who are also NBA players. But if you're playing the Raptors, he's shit talking you in your face.
Yeah, and he has a life, you know? He can't be at every game.
No, and he's also really rich.
Exactly. He's not like us. We would be at every game if we
he's
had the opportunity.
He's not coming to a Nets game, and I get it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Six from a six.
Yeah, you don't need to go to every game when you can text DeMar after him. Like, did he kill these fools or what?
You text him mid-game. Be like, hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
He's going to get back to you.
What's senior swag daddy doing?
Thing one.
Once again, back-to-back, DeMar DeRozan is the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It's the fifth time this season. I'm going to put this out there. I don't think it's even in doubt anymore. He's the great. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's the Raptors' GOAT.
Raptors history? Absolutely.
That's his fifth Eastern Conference Player of the Week. His 9th all-time, or excuse me, 10th all-time. And also, even to just because we haven't had a podcast since, he came out with the depression stuff. And
he's also helping take away the stigma of mental health.
Sparking conversations on mental health.
What do you want from this guy?
This guy is
rejuvenated the mid-range, then heard you guys shitting on him, started taking threes.
Doing that?
Helping people's depression.
He's probably got a PhD in the works somewhere.
Somewhere.
Studying while he's on the bus and on the plane.
Oh, he's going to have a wing in Cam H for sure.
I hope so. He deserves it.
Right by that You Change sign there on Queen West. He's going to hashtag prove him underneath it. Donate $5 million.
It's all about mindfulness and DeMar DeRozan. I don't know, man. There's not enough good things you can say about this man. I just feel like now it's official. He's surpassed Vince as the GOAT in terms of Raptors.
It's crazy that, like, Vince put us on the map.
Yep.
And now DeMar DeRozan is the one that's, like, hey, remember when we were on the map? How come how come y'all don't give a shit about us anymore? We're way better than those teams were.
Yeah. And that dunk against Detroit that was on ESPN, by the way, is one of the most fun reactions I've had during the regular season, I think, ever as a Raptors fan.
Yeah, I agree.
And then he gets the assist to VanVleet to end it.
Culture change right there, man.
Ooh, big culture change.
I mean, God, that was honestly, man, that brought a tear to my eye. Because like years past, I think he would have forced up a shot. And we would have
tried to draw a foul.
Yeah.
That was his game.
It was not going to get called. And there it is. We're upset.
The trust that he had in the man, because VanVleet was not playing well.
No.
Still hits him. Open Jimmy. Knocks it down.
Knocks it down.
What a great, just a great time to be alive. And he did not play very well against the Knicks. Still gets Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Yeah. That's how good he is.
That's how good the team is, man. DeMar DeRozan doesn't need to play good every day.
Yeah, that's a great point. They're just...
We're deep.
So...
Guys are going to come out...
Freaking good right now.
Like, Serge didn't want to play in that Detroit game.
Oh, got himself teed up early.
Teed up right on Instagram, putting filters on his face. Can we talk about how much of a hoe Serge Ibaka is on Instagram?
Yeah.
It's gross, man.
He does. There's a lot going on there.
He's like an import model. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
A lot of pictures of the abs.
I mean, I guess if I had abs like that, my shirt's off all the time, too.
Yeah. But he's an NBA player, you know? He's going to get the attention regardless. He doesn't necessarily need the Instagram fame, but...
Maybe that's the thing about Toronto. He's not getting the ratings that he needs being in Canada, so he's got to go...
Interesting.
The World Wide Web, get it out there.
That's fair. He is very feisty, though, because he also got teed up on the game against New York...
Mm-hmm.
And was a little agitated. Just seems very... He always knew he had a chip on his shoulder, but he's an aggressive man.
He's not model soft by any means.
No.
No, he'll fight you.
Yeah.
He'll put his hands on you, goddammit. This beautiful, well-manicured paws, he'll put them on you.
You'd be so lucky.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be blessed by... That's a soft but hard punch, you know what I mean? Like, it feels good at first, and then the power comes.
I bet it would feel nice. I can't get over how great DeMar DeRozan is. I can't...
The whole goddamn team. It's from, like, top to bottom, there's no one you're even... Not even mad at Norman Powell anymore.
No.
He's coming out of his shell, and you're like, yeah, man, he's going to be okay, baby. He's all right.
He played really well against Detroit.
Yeah.
Felt really good. It's just a great time to be alive right now.
It's a good time to be a Raptors fan. Soak this all in, goddammit. We got to take this.
The people saying they're going to fold in the playoffs, not listening to them.
No.
You know?
It just feels different.
It's a different team.
I was scared last year. I'm like, yeah, okay, we got to see about these playoffs, but it's not the same. It's not the same. I mean, it is the same team, but it's not the same team. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Because there are, like in New York, DeRozan played not well. Mm-hmm. And the team still destroyed them, almost tied their franchise high for points because that culture change that Dwayne Casey, this guy, myself, was not a fan of until this year. What the hell do I know? I mean, we've said it many times. We're both idiots.
We both know nothing.
We both know nothing. But now, I mean, Dwayne Casey's just...
Yes. Be better when Coach of the Year, no?
I'd hope so. I think it was SB Nation yesterday put out an article about how good the Raptors were. And the quote was, if Dwayne Casey doesn't win Coach of the Year, it's because the voters are shitheads.
There it is.
That's journalism. Okay?
Don't be shitheads, guys. Don't,
you know, we're at the mercy of shitheads, I guess, if it doesn't work out. So
isn't that just the way of the world, though? You're always really at the mercy of a shithead.
It really is. Really is. But fifth player of the week, back-to-back player of the week.
God damn it.
If James Harden wasn't unfreaking believable, DeMar DeRozan is a legit MVP candidate this year. Here we are.
Who would have thought this?
No one. Nobody. No. Except DeMar DeRozan, I think.
Except for DeMar DeRozan.
He's the one.
And Fred VanVleet.
Bet on yourself.
Oh, I'm sure Fred VanVleet was like, I'm going to be the best basketball player in the world since he was like 14. He knew that. Like, but Fred, you're not growing anymore. Don't worry about me.
It doesn't matter. Hitting the jumpers. How good was he against Houston, shutting down Chris Paul?
That was an amazing
thing. How insane is I just said that. Fred VanVleet shutting down Chris Paul.
Well, so after the game, they talked to Chris Paul about that. And he was like, man, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, and Fred VanVleet are incredible.
Wow.
and you're like, huh? Do you know what I mean? But like, we know, I'm sure other people watching like, who? And then they asked Fred VanVleet, and he said, that's the greatest thing ever. I looked up to Chris Paul for a long, long, long time. So for him to say that is...
Wow. Do you have any concern that maybe Fred VanVleet... I mean, this is way down the road, summertime, but they're gonna fork over. They're going to go into luxury tax.
Oh, max him out. What is Fred VanVleet, baby? We're paying into that luxury tax. Max the man out.
We got his bird rights. Let's go. It's Fred VanVleet.
Give him a couple mil less than DeMar. Let's get this going.
It's not. There's no time for playing games.
MLSE, they got the Argos now. We got lots of extra revenue.
It's a fucking whale of a cash cow. Something. I think that's what the term is. Cash cow?
Cash cow.
I think that's what it is. And the other thing that's kind of awesome is with this whole culture change that is being inspired by the five-time Eastern Conference Player of the Week is Jonas Valanciunas is so good and is doing the responsible thing. So he's getting the playing time now and he's thriving.
Yeah.
Looks great. And I just really like that they keep playing him and everyone's like, well, you know, it's a small ball league. And it's like, hey, we're going to do our thing.
We're going to go big.
We're going to do what we do.
Match us fools.
Yeah. We were good. We're in the playoffs as of March 7th.
First team in the league.
Come on. Greatest.
Yeah, it is nice to see JV playing good, man.
It's great. Also, just real quick, speaking of like how awesome this team is and everything right now, have you noticed, and I'm not saying it's a bandwagon thing at all, but social media is in Canada is on the Raptors now. Everyone, and it's great. Zero complaints.
Mm-hmm.
But the Raptors are definitely a thing now in Canada. People are taking notice. Like the casual fans are making noise. It's
really?
It's us lunatics. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere.
That's great.
It's great. It's good stuff. It's just next level now.
Well, it's going to be Leafs and Raptors in playoffs coming soon, right? So
yeah. Let me ask you this. That win over Houston on Friday, is that the biggest regular season victory you've ever experienced as a Raptor fan? Regular season. I'm trying to think of a bigger one.
In the regular season?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting that it wasn't on national TV in U.S., whatever. It's fine. Doesn't matter. But had a couple buddies that were at the game, said it was insane.
Yeah.
It just felt like a playoff game.
And it was a good Drake night.
And it was the Global Ambassador's night.
And he talked shit.
He talked shit, sure. After the first quarter. That's how good the team is. And how good our Global Ambassador is. We can lock it down after the first quarter. We're just like, nah, it's over.
Yeah, man, that might be. I don't know.
Well,
it definitely is this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's as far as I can remember.
For now,
I haven't been that excited.
It was a big one. 60 wins. Are they doing it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying no now. Look, Jesus Christ.
It's all happening. It's all happening. Also, shout out to Charles Barkley and Jalen Rose for giving the Raptors props on
thank God, man.
TNT and ESPN.
There's a couple of believers out there.
Yep.
Paul Pierce is an idiot.
Well,
can I get a thing too?
The Knicks game was great for a bunch of reasons. Obviously, it was a big win. It was in Madison Square Garden, which is nice. Nigel Hayes.
Nigel goddamn Hayes.
Made his Raptors debut.
Make room in the Raptors.
We're number two, Nigel.
Number two.
Yeah. Jack to three from the one side of the court. As soon as you get in, goes in.
Splash.
Next time up the court, jacks a three from the opposite side, goes in.
Splash.
Turns around, looks at the Knicks bench, does the Jamal Murray arrow
right
at the bench.
Shout out Jamal Murray.
right
into someone's throat.
Right into his former potential teammate's face.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, I was dying laughing. That is some amazing shit talking.
That's great.
But Dwayne Casey almost immediately pulled him aside and was like, nah.
We don't play that, buddy.
We
win, and that's what we do. You don't celebrate. You get your job done.
It's not part of the culture change. Yeah.
Go be a whore on Instagram after, but now you focus, all right?
Which is good, though. I really like that Dwayne Casey locked that down.
Dude, it's so cool, man. Like, it's It is a culture thing. I remember being a little kid playing soccer, and I scored a goal, and I hot dogged, and my dad didn't, like, I didn't. My dad wouldn't let me play for two games. My dad was a coach.
Oh.
So he pulled me out, and then I didn't get to play the next game because I was such a dick.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's like, you're supposed to score goals, you idiot. And I'll never forget. He's like, why are you celebrating so much? It's what you're supposed to do.
That's pretty good.
You not play soccer, you're forward. You're a striker. Your job is to score goddamn goals, buddy.
You just did your job.
What are you celebrating for?
Right. That's good. I like that.
Learned that lesson. And I was probably seven. My dad was very hard on us. I was... I cried a lot playing soccer growing up, buddy.
You're just trying to have fun on
Run around. I had asthma, for God's sakes. It was hard for me to run.
Smacks the puffer out of your hand?
Good, yeah. It's good.
Deep breaths, pussy.
Need to build resilience, goddammit.
It was a good thing, but it was also some of the best. To come in and hit back-to-back threes, and the second one is directly in front of the bench from the team whose G League team you were just on.
And you're only on a 10-day, though. Like, your money is going to run out before you get up the court. Like, it's it, buddy.
And just turning around and immediately shooting an arrow in their face as their team's up by whatever it was, 20 or 30. That's legendary shit talking. That's.
But he doesn't get his 10-day renewed because... He's like, locker room cancer. You know what? This guy
dude, give
talks
him a,
too much shit.
Give him a 10-year after that. I was a big fan of that. That was nasty. Not great that Dwayne Casey shot it down.
Great on both ends. Like, you want both. You want the guy to be fired up, but you also want the organization to be like, listen, buddy.
Yeah.
This is not our first rodeo here smashing the Knicks. You got to relax.
Yeah. As someone who's a jackass and likes funny shit, that's one of the best things I've ever seen. But as someone who's like, oh, man, I love this team and really want them to win, you're like, okay, yeah, it's good that the coach was like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
And the Knicks are not a good team. Anyway.
No. It's not the team you want to be taunting like that. No. We feel bad for them already.
But dude came in, hit two threes. He's 6'8", and he destroyed the G League before this. So maybe Masai Ujiri has done it again. Who knows?
Give him a go?
Yeah. All in all, it was just great on multiple levels. Welcome to the team, Nigel Hayes. That's what I'm saying. Also, I think we talked about this on a previous podcast, but earlier this year I went to a Westchester Knicks game, and that their thing, like, it's not even an arena. I don't know how to describe it. Where they play, though, is awesome. It's kind of like almost like, it's weird. It's like a community, old school theater style thing.
I feel like we've performed comedy in it and something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
A hockey fundraiser, one of those things? Like, perfect.
A thing? Three.
Was having a lot of fun with Twitter polls recently. I'm a fan of Twitter polls now.
Big time. You love them.
Fired out a bunch over... Okay.
Buddy, they give you the technology. You're supposed to use it, right? Like, you're supposed to poll people.
What are we doing here? Okay.
When people are replying. It's not like you're throwing this off into nobody.
We're asking questions. We're getting answers.
Hard-hitting questions.
Statistics, results. This is what... The 2018 NBA is all about.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go over the Twitter polls and results, and then you and I can give our thoughts on them as well. So the most recent one, the number 23, who wore it better? Michael Jordan, 5%. LeBron, 3%. Fred VanVleet, 92%.
No question.
I think we all are on
board.
We
all agree with that.
With that?
Don't know what the other what those other guys were thinking, but yeah.
Has-beens. Who can guard JV? Nobody, 38%. No one, 16%. JV, 46%.
Agreed.
I think JV's the only one that can stop JV.
JV's the only person that can get in JV's way right now.
We're on board.
It's a mind thing.
Absolutely. From Friday, Drew League matchup. Who you got? DeRozan, 93%. Harden, 7%. Well,
that one we can check. There's a proof of that one.
Listen.
So there's that. You can be wrong in that poll.
And there's, you know what?
A small percentage were wrong.
Okay, this one was interesting. This one got the most votes by far. What do we think about death taxes and the JV3? 52% of people love it. 48% said no. There were also some comments. Mike Gibbons said the delivery has been awkward. Death taxes JV3 would be better. SoTO.
Shout out to SoTO.
They said, at first, I was confused, but it's absurdly hilarious, so I'm going to have to vote yes on this one. Kunal Patel, I like it, but can Matt Devlin just take it easy a bit? It's a little over the top. The Greek Geek said, I voted nah, but the second one, when they said it, I giggled. Oh, when they said it together, I giggled. And Assad said, as an accountant, I can co-sign and say yes.
That's great.
So your thoughts on death taxes in the JV3?
My thoughts about Matt Devlin is, like, when we're winning, he can say whatever the hell he wants, man. But as soon as things aren't going our way, I get pretty much mad at almost everything he says.
Fair enough. It's growing on me. I'll say that. I didn't like it at first, but you know what? You're right. Everything's going so well right now. How can you be mad at the guy?
You know what, Barry? I'm trying to turn over a new leaf here. I'm trying to not get angry. And the older I get, the more I use my mute button. And it's a goddamn fantastic thing.
It really is. Because then the other thing, the great thing about that is you're not offending anyone because they don't know you blocked them.
No.
No.
No, I mean mute on the TV, not even on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you meant,
I don't read Matt Devlin's Twitter. God, no, I don't. I don't need that in my life. I don't follow Matt Devlin.
Do we follow Matt Devlin? Though, don't we?
Yeah, but that's right. Because we have to.
Okay, fair enough.
This, you know, we got to give the people full coverage.
Which D12 has a better chance at a comeback, Dwight Howard or Eminem's Crew? Dwight Howard, 18%. Eminem's Crew, Obie Trice and Company, 82%.
It's going to be pretty hard for Obie Trice to make a comeback. I'll tell you that much, Barry.
Is he in jail?
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Obie Trice is dead.
So I don't know about that comeback, but Bizarra, the big dude, he's around still.
Okay. So those 82% still have hope then. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. Bizarra could start a solo career or something.
Fair enough.
Dwight Howard's toast.
Oh, but speaking of Dwight Howard, Slam Magazine put out their top 100 of all time. Dwight Howard was in the top 100. Is that not fucked up? Am I not missing, like,
ball players or centers?
Basketball players. Dwight Howard was, like, in the 80s or something.
I don't know. Dwight Howard was amazing, like, for 3 years.
Yeah.
But not top
100?
I don't know.
I mean, they would know better than us, I guess, but...
Would they? Where did they rate DeMar? Did they know everything?
DeMar wasn't in there. That was the one where I was just like, Dwight Howard? Maybe I read it wrong, but I'm pretty sure Dwight Howard was in between.
Of all time?
Yeah. I'm going to have to fact check that, which, you know, we don't do stats
on
this podcast.
We're not going to fact check this shit.
But, you know, maybe I'm just talking shit.
Well, it doesn't even matter. That's the frame of reference we have now. Even if it's not a real article, I call bullshit on it. I don't agree. Okay.
All right, and finally, now this Twitter poll got some reaction. PPD.
Oh, my God.
Because there were a couple games where Jakob Poeltl was just posterizing guys consistently. So the PPD, which would be short for Poeltl Poster Dunk, is this a good nickname? 27% said, yeah, that's a great nickname. 73% said, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, we also had... Sorry, where are these? I'm still not really sure how to work these threads they got on Twitter now. South of the Six said, cut it. No.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah. Mike Purden, sounds like something you should have a doctor look at, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Kilopascal, that's a very funny Twitter handle.
Kilopascal.
Said, sounds like someone playing bad defense.
PPD. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Wow, that took me a while, eh? Really got to sound that one out.
Right. What are your thoughts on...
No, I am in the fuck out of here percentage for sure with PPD.
You're with the other 73%? I assumed you would not be on board.
I am not on board with the PPD.
Yeah. Not one.
PPD! No, Dostoevsky can't even... Good Lord, the PPD.
But you could punch it. It could be PPD.
PPD.
You know, or there's just a lot of...
I think with Poeltl, you just keep it simple, baby. Poeltl power, you know? Poeltl power. Yeah. Right, come on.
Or just a nice dunk or hello.
Jakob.
Okay, that's fine.
I think we got to do more with his first name than his last name.
Interesting.
We got to find out if Jakob has a middle name.
Now... Interestingly, there's a Twitter account that is Jakob Poeltl that I thought was his because the tweets in it are normal enough that it would seem like it's his, but it's not verified. That blue check mark goes a long way, I've noticed.
All right, fucking no one puts us on media. Maybe Poeltl doesn't have a verified Twitter account.
I actually tweeted at Twitter and I was like, how can you not verify Jakob Poeltl?
But that's amazing.
I deleted it because I was like, maybe that's not him. I don't, you know what I mean?
Oh, you should have left that up. Maybe the dude running the accounts, like his little brother or something.
Okay, we can put the tweet back out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, there's a Jakob Poeltl account, and it just seems there's nothing crazy about it. It's like just random posts about, and there's some going back to his Utah days, and everything seems normal. So I was like, that's got to be him.
Yeah,
but it's not verified. So,
or maybe when he got in the league, he got a verified one and left that one.
I can't find a verified one though. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't, because Pascal doesn't tag him in things.
Hmm. And I don't know. It's interesting. We'll have to investigate that, I guess.
Maybe Poeltl's not a tweeter.
That's very possible.
Get PPD on Twitter.
Yeah, you can get that verified, right?
PPD.
Those are the results, though, from the most recent Twitter polls. We'll keep them going all week.
Speaking of poster dunks, don't you ever want, I know this is stupid, and I know this is just an insane thing to say,
mm-hmm.
but I do have this thought when I'm high sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know when DeMar DeRozan just killed Anthony Tolliver?
Yeah.
You ever have that thought in the back of your head? Like, yeah, why don't you just do that every time you get the basketball?
I often wonder that, yeah. There must be a reason behind
it. Like, ran coast to coast and dunked on.
There was one, and someone in the broadcast, I can't remember, I think it was the Canadian one, pointed out that Lowry ran this, like, little, like, sort of moving pick thing in the backcourt that just kind of, like, freed him up for a split second. Like, just kind of got in the way. And then you could see as soon as he did that, he was gone. It was just like over. But also to that, did you see Blake Griffin jump out of the way when he saw him going for it?
Yeah, he knows.
Like a little bitch.
He's not.
Blake, he's like, yeah, I'm in Detroit now. We're not doing anything.
He's not taking that.
Yeah. Because he, normally I think if it were a real team with someone that wanted to play defense, it would have been harder for him to do that. But Blake like dipped out of the way. As soon as he went for it.
I have some Blake Griffin inside scoop for you here. I got to talk about this like, kind of, because it was still happening, but like so you know Blake's very Hollywood,
yeah,
and it's you know this guy wanted to get in movies and a lot harder to do that in Detroit.
Yeah.
So there's a couple comedy series that are now in development, in talks with networks, and one of them it was a big deal, and it was almost a done deal that Sir Blake Griffin was going to be the host of it.
Oh, no.
Well, that was a lot easier to do in L.A.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that might not happen, and that might cost a lot of Canadian comedians jobs.
Wow.
So thanks a lot, Blake Griffin, you piece of shit.
Yeah, thanks to the Clippers organization, really, Jerry West.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Also, I saw when he got traded, he said he didn't want a no-trade clause because he wanted to play with someone that wanted him.
Yeah.
Buddy, get a no-trade clause.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you end up in Detroit.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
you got to at some point look at your life and be like, hey, that Hall of Fame is far away.
Yeah.
Let's get in these movies.
Yeah.
Let's get wheeling and dealing.
Wow.
Invest, you know, Silicon Valley. Get shit going, baby.
So was it
going to save the auto industry? What's going on? Fix the water in Flint. Let's go, buddy.
So he was going to host it and it was just going to be stand-up comedy.
It was like some social media bullshit. The show was probably going to be terrible.
Whatever, though, man. It was work.
Yeah.
We would have had just, you know, maybe some work opportunities.
I mean, it could still happen, but I don't know who's going to host it.
Yeah.
Well, Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. That's what happens.
Tobias Harris is in Clippers now. Oh. I don't know. I'm trying to think who's on that team now.
Yeah, Tobias Harris hosting a show.
Or Doc and Austin Rivers host it, maybe.
I would love to do a show with Doc Rivers as the host.
Speaking of the Los Angeles Clippers, did you know, I just saw this the other night, their advertisement on their jersey is for Bumble.
Bumble, you lonely bastards.
Yeah, Bumble, the fucking dating app, is on their goddamn jerseys. Lou Williams is running around the court with Bumble on his...
That's the spokesman you want.
This is where the NBA is. This is... They will take... We've got dating apps on jerseys.
Two girls like Lou Will. Where do you find those girls? Well,
actually, if you'll just look to the upper left of my chest.
Right above my heart.
They've got Bumble. Unbelievable.
Good Lord.
How long till Tinder? We can get maybe Grindr out there so everyone's equally represented.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Sun Life doesn't look so bad, eh?
Sun Life looks incredible now.
So on whatever the hell you want. You don't got a pressed on Bumbles patch on ours.
Sweet mother of God. If anything, it just goes back to the reason that the NBA doesn't cover the Raptors is because, and this isn't being cynical or whatever, but it's just like their number one motivation. And I think a Bumble patch on a jersey clearly, you know, like reiterates this. They just want money right now. Like they are just going and getting as much freaking money as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And the Raptors can't generate money because they can get TV ratings. So they don't give a shit.
No.
You know? But they will take Bumble money from Bumble.
Absolutely.
That is no... You know what the Raptors should do is sponsor the Lakers jerseys. You know what I mean?
Some Masai Ujiri's face on the patch there.
Could you do that? Put a Raptors logo above the Lakers?
Hey, listen, man. I don't know, you heard, we got the Argos. We got a bunch of money.
That'd be great if it was an Argos patch.
Oh, buddy, that would be amazing. Give him an Argos. Give him a Toronto Rock patch. Is that an MLC brand yet?
Buddy, I don't even think the CFL could afford those patches. Let's be honest here. I don't think
CFL can buy the jerseys. What are you talking about?
The entire league combined.
They're not buying that.
They could maybe do it for like a 10-day. They could get a 10-day patch contract.
Someone's got to sell a house in Hamilton and figure it out.
10-day.
Move some money around, pick up some extra shifts at Home Depot. We can make this happen.
Couple more substitute teaching classes. We'll pool all our money. We'll get...
Anybody need a gym teacher?
Five days on the Orlando Magic CFL patch. It's going to be great. It's going to boost our ratings. Bumble, though. That blew my fucking mind.
Bumble just...
They want...
Good Lord. Do you think Austin Rivers is getting Bumble ads out there? That's why...
Dude, like... The Raptors are never getting any TV coverage, which is, I'm fine with it now because I'm just like, oh, you guys just like.
If you're just selling out.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. You do what you got to do, NBA. We're going to stay under the radar and we'll make sure. What was it? Under the radar? They're over the radar.
Over the radar.
We're going to keep staying under it. We're fine.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Take two, thing four.
We got some Twitter questions.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good ones. We threw out there on Twitter. Any questions for the podcast? Let's bust through this, all right? Blair Weston. Are we getting a Nigel Hayes minute?
Oh.
It's like the updated version of the Chuck Hayes minute. Fuck, Blair, that's an excellent question.
Damn it.
That's an excellent question. Only time will tell.
We'll see.
If he gets more than a 10-day.
You keep firing arrows into the stands, buddy.
I mean,
you're absolutely going to get, you're going to get 3 minutes.
Plus, it's an easy edit for us. We just check out the word Chuck, and it's just a Hayes minute.
It's a Hayes minute.
We'll probably just replay the same information from the Chuck Hayes minute.
Fine.
Nigel. Let's dub in the name.
We can do that. Chris Molnar. What happens when Fred VanVleet can't sell enough t-shirts and signs a contract with GoDaddy? Will the curse pass and free Norm? It's a great question, Chris.
That's an amazing question, Chris. I don't think, I already think Fred is a goddamn legend in this city already.
He really is, yeah.
So he's above, like GoDaddy, they got to go to him.
Yeah, he's
not. He's not going to GoDaddy.
He doesn't need that GoDaddy money.
He's selling hats out of his trunk.
Maja Boric, DeLon Wright's toe. Is it going to be an ongoing issue? Expected to miss time. We need you, DeLon. Listen, we're both freelance doctors.
Yeah, on our spare time.
I'm going to say... Nah, he's fine. Yeah.
And plus, you know what? We don't need DeLon to rush back. We don't need anyone to rush back.
We don't need anybody to rush back.
Rest. Take your time. Everyone get right.
Fresh of breath air. Will you be disappointed if the Raptors don't get the chance to bounce the bum Celtics because they lose in the first round?
No, I don't give a shit about the Celtics anymore.
No, I'm good with any kind of
I don't care. But also, Celtics fans are very quiet. A lot of Celtics fans, you say, talk shit to us about the Raptors.
Yep.
Beginning of this year, we got a lot of Celtics fans talking smack on our social media.
Also, Marcus Smart out for the season. That's going to significantly hurt their defense.
It's bad karma, Boston.
Kyrie Irving got a bum knee, apparently.
Bad karma's all coming back.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see Kyrie Irving was leaving? He was walking through the tunnel. And one of the fans yelled, "Where's LeBron?" And Kyrie's just like, "Suck my dick."
I kind of like that, actually. Yeah. Good for him.
He was very upset. "Suck my dick." I'm like, perfect.
That's great. Also, Evan Turner, in that same vein, someone asked him, or a reporter asked him about his contract or something, and he said, I don't give a, or someone said that he was overpaid or something. He goes, I don't give a shit. I earned that fucking money. You can print that.
Yeah.
Right on, Evan. Give it to him. Bobby, will PPD ever catch on?
Hope not.
Bobby, I don't think it's going to happen, buddy.
Sure, hope not.
The main event, Nick Reynoldson. You can get a game of 2K in. I still believe in you, fella. Turn the system and download the update. Let's match you up.
Who's that?
The main event.
It's the main event. Yeah.
How is the 2K challenge going?
Oh, we don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's fine. Talk about it. All right, you gonna hit up the main event?
Yeah. He actually came. He got fed up with tweeting at Talking Rappers. Started tweeting Nick Reynoldson.
Your personal account?
Directly. Oh yeah.
Like. Oh yeah. He wants it, man. Have you got the update of the game at least?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I just got to turn it on and.
That's all you need.
Just it'll download.
One step at a time.
I gotta play. I did play a lot of 2K this weekend though.
Oh.
So I went to Sudbury.
Right. And you were with Patrick Akeem.
And he doesn't leave his house without his PlayStation, so he brought that.
And you're apparently, he's the only guy you ever play, is Patrick Akeem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is an indictment on my life.
Shout out to Patrick.
It's time for the shout outs.
Karn Sharma, over under how many Raptor mentions on the new Drake album? Great question.
Honest to God, man, I feel like we could get a Fred Van Vliet one.
That's a really good question right there, right back at you. I think there will be a Fred Van Vliet. The only thing is, does that sort of have the Lou Will curse when then he doesn't come back? Nah, they're getting off.
I don't even think it's a Lou Will curse because Lou Will is flourishing. You know what I mean? Just not for us. Like, he's doing great.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I see what you mean.
Okay.
Does that mean Fred is going to leave?
He's going to leave, yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay, so Fred Van Vliet, I will agree with you. I think there'll be one of those. Over under Drake or Raptors mentions.
And you know what, man? Also, I think Fred Van Vliet is of the character that was like, I want to be with the Raptors.
I think so, too. They gave him his chance.
Like, as long as they come at him with respect, you know what I mean? Or
and, of course,
they when will.
Has Masai ever not done that, right? I'm going to say the over-under should be 4. Because I think there could be 3 or 5 mentions on the
That's
Drake
a
album.
Lot, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you'd go under 4? What would your over-under number be?
Well, what has he ever done? He's done one ever?
We did the one in 0 to 100 on the Raptors Pay My Bill shit.
Yeah, that's not even a player thing, though.
But this is just Raptors. This isn't Fred Van.
Oh, this is not a player specific.
Yeah, just as how many Raptor mentions on the new Drake album. Yeah, 4 might be a lot. I'm sticking with 4.
I'm going to go the under. But I do think the one we're going to get is going to be a fire one.
Okay.
What if Nigel Hayes makes it into a record?
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
Shooting arrows like I'm Nigel Hayes?
Yeah. There it is.
There it is. Ghostwriting.
But we'll write that on a piece of paper, put it in the royalty jar, Drake, when you come pick it up. We got fortune cookies. We got fortunes, buddy. We got gems in there.
Jorge Garbajosa. Nice name.
Fantastic.
How much would we need to crowdfund to make the Fred Van Vliet movie? Would you prefer it a biography or him star as an action hero like Die Hard or something?
No, Drake plays Fred Van Vliet in the movie.
Wow.
That's what happens.
That's amazing.
And that's Drake always wants to go back in the movies. Well, you make this Fred Van Vliet story.
Excellent. Excellent idea.
And long road from Illinois, baby. That's all.
To crowdfund, Drake's going to pay for it all, I think, too.
You don't need crowdfunding.
Perfect.
Fred can play for it with his new contract he's going to get next year, for God's sakes.
Even better. It can be a clause in the contract.
Yeah. Movie must be made.
Yeah.
Nav Bhatia has to be in at least 4 scenes.
Maybe directs it.
Yeah. Nav could fund it.
Yeah.
Why aren't we taking more money from Nav Bhatia?
That's a really good question, too, actually. Why isn't Nav Bhatia sponsoring this podcast?
Didn't Nav not want to talk to us? Didn't we try to ask him to get on the podcast and he didn't reply to us?
We should try to do that. I don't know if we did that.
We're going to pull up Nav at Hyundai, buddy. We're pulling up.
We might have tried and just never followed through on it.
That could happen. That email could be sitting there. We're not good at responding to people.
That might be a draft saved in Gmail. Adam H., coming from Halifax for a couple games this weekend. Where should I be going for St. Patrick's Day? Where would you go for St. Patrick's Day?
I stay the hell home on St. Patrick's Day. That's my nightmare.
Yeah. I will say this.
You can go anywhere, man. The whole downtown is fucked.
It's going to be crazy.
It's a weekend, too, isn't it?
Oh, is it really?
I think it might be a Saturday.
Jesus. I'm like you. I'm not a fan of St. Patrick's Day.
No, I'm not a fan of crowds of people in general. And
yeah.
Having smashed at noon.
Yeah, no, it's too much. But I will say, if I had to pick a bar, I would say at Church and Richmond, McVeigh's is an amazing
Irish
bar. It's always usually kind of busy, but nothing too crazy. It's not fancy. It's a little bit above a dive bar, I'd say. Mm. It's also the place where I started out doing stand-up comedy. It's
there
the
it is.
McVeigh's. McVeigh's, I'm pretty sure it's Richmond and Church.
Yeah,
it up, Adam H. Marshall, how likely is it that Fred VanVleet re-signs with us next season, considering cap space limitations and MLSE's wallet size?
Listen, if this team's bus ass, Fred's coming back. You're not breaking up the team. Fred is a huge part of this shit.
I agree. And finally, DeMarvelous DeChosen. Do you think
love it? Cram them all in, baby.
You win. Whatever your question is, yes. Do you think OG will jump back in the starting lineup when he comes back from injury? Hell yes, I think so.
Absolutely.
Thanks to all that sent us the questions. There's some good ones there.
Yeah, man.
Always hit us up on Twitter. That's where we like to hang, at Talking Raptors.
It's the only way where we ever get information. It
really is.
If you're going to talk to us, it's got to be through Twitter.
We do have an Instagram account, but we just don't use
it. I don't have the password. Shonik has the password.
You have a website? That's not really working either, I don't think.
We don't have the password for the website.
Yeah, we don't know how to change it. So Twitter is where it's at Talking Raptors. Thanks to all who hit us up with questions. And, of course, those polls.
This podcast is like Frank Ocean's albums, buddy. It pops up. You don't know where or when, but it's coming, goddammit.
Absolutely.
It's a weird reference, eh? Frank Ocean?
I don't get it, to be honest, but I'm not
You're not a Frank Ocean fan?
I really like the Frank Ocean song on Jay-Z's 444 album. Like
it's a goddamn Jay-Z song. It's not a Frank
Ocean
song.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah, but that's, I think, the best song on that album, though.
Do you understand? I watched Frank Ocean build a staircase. That was one of his albums. It was just him building a staircase, and the album played in the background.
Really?
He did like a 300-hour live stream of him building a staircase to nowhere.
Huh.
And cut that down to an hour and a bit, and that was his album. And that was his last album in his contract, and then he was free. It was some fucking slick trap shit, and then he dropped Blonde.
I like that.
Oh, buddy, that's how you screwed the major labels.
Yeah, apparently. Jesus.
I don't know why I started talking about Frank Ocean.
I have no idea, but I just assumed I wouldn't understand anyway.
Think fast, think five.
Speaking of Twitter, okay, here's something.
Uh-oh.
Let me run this by you. So yesterday, before the New York Knicks game, someone hit us up on Twitter. Their handle is at Markson484, the number 484. At Talking Raptors, yo, Matt Devlin is a wild human and I love it. Give him a raise. Here's the thing. The Mark Ronson account, Mark Ronson. It is Mark Ronson, the producer. He's a Talking Raptors fan.
Mark Ronson.
But this is Markson.
Sponsor the podcast, Marky.
Please. Markson484.
Lily Allen money?
Anything. So Markson484 is following two people. He has no followers and he's never tweeted. He's tweeted at people like us.
Yeah.
But he's never actually
no
tweeted.
No standalone tweets.
The only people he follows are us, which is whatever.
Huge mistake.
And Leo Rowdens.
Another huge mistake.
And his tweet to us, he tagged Matt Devlin. He said, yo, Matt Devlin is a wild human and I love it. Give him a raise. Here's my question to you. Is this Markson484 a Matt Devlin burner account?
It's got to be.
Because Matt Devlin is active on Twitter. So I'm sure he sees.
So if he's that wild of a human, why aren't you following Matt Devlin, Mark
Whoa,
Ronson?
Whoa, that's an excellent question.
If he's that good.
Excellent question.
Why don't you follow him on Twitter?
I could see Matt Devlin having burner accounts, much like Kevin Durant.
And that's some shit Matt Devlin would tweet at us if he was trying to be slick. Yo, I'm a wild human.
Yeah. So that's just it. I don't know. We need to do some investigating. I don't know how, but I could see. Could you, honest to God, could you see Matt Devlin having a burner account? Because
yeah.
I kind of could.
Absolutely, I could.
So we might have found the Matt Devlin burner account. Please, if
I could see Leo having a burner account as well.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see, but I feel like Matt Devlin, and I'm not saying this in a judgmental. Well, I guess I am, but I feel like Leo Rowdens is more confident in his own stuff and would be blind to.
Oh, I see.
Whereas like Devlin, I feel like might be a little bit more insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So he would go doing the Kevin Durant burner accounts. I don't know. Anyway, we're putting it out there. Check out Markson, Markson, and then the number is 484. We think it might be a Matt Devlin burner account.
Matt Devlin, man. A lot of questions about that guy. Like, I don't want to ask him them. I want to ask someone that knows him well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get some dirt on Matt Devlin.
I don't think it'd be that hard.
I feel like he does, like, some weird shit. Weird sexual shit in his personal time. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. It's like that David Carradine belt shit.
Whoa.
Strap him up, Matty. What?
Whoa. All right.
What I'm saying is I think Matt Devlin's a pervert, Barry.
Okay. Interesting. I think he's more like a Michael Scott, insecure, just kind of loser, for lack of a better term. I don't mean to judge the man. He's probably
a great man.
He's probably very nice. He's
probably a nice guy.
I don't know. But I can potentially see him having a burner account. And Marks and 44 might be it. So
I feel like he has like petty beefs with people. Like Matt Devlin will remember if you wronged him 18 years ago.
I feel like he also says that he has fans. You know how there's some people in...
Oh, he's got Mark Ronson hitting us up.
Yeah. You know how some people are like, they know they're just doing their job. And if they have fans, they're like, no, I'm lucky to have people that enjoy my work or something. Like they don't. The word fan, if you say you have fans, that's a bold fucking statement. You know?
Yeah, it's
that's
weird.
A big, big move. And you're saying people like me, because I like they look up to me.
They like me because I call other people doing what they do.
Right. It's fucked up. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. I think we just hate Matt Devlin.
Sorry.
And everything he does is going to rub us the wrong way at some point.
I just legit, the first time I saw that, I thought it might be a burner account.
Yeah, no, I'm into that theory.
So I'm really curious as to everyone else's thoughts on that. You seem to be okay with it, so the two of us are good.
Hit us up if you're like a Matt Devlin fan. How about that?
That's interesting.
Let us know and let us know why.
Yeah.
Because he is good at his job. Don't get us wrong.
Amazing at baseball.
Yeah.
Amazing at baseball.
God damn it, he's so good at baseball.
Really enjoy it. I don't know. I just kind of thought that might be a Matt Devlin burner account. And I think Twitter burner accounts are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
Big announcement.
Ooh.
Big announcement. April the 5th, Talking Raptors is taking over the Exclaim and Comedy Records Showcase at Winona Lodge.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this is it. Sometimes, not often, every once in a while we'll get a tweet and people will say, hey man, you guys performing in Toronto ever? We're going to perform stand-up comedy.
Together.
Yeah.
The same show. That's the problem. We are hardly ever on the same show.
No, yeah. So
anymore.
This is it. It's going to be you, myself, voice of Talking Raptors, Monty Scott.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
We're each going to be performing, and it's going to be hosted by a friend of the podcast making his stand-up comedy debut, James Keast from Exclaim Magazine.
It's going to be something.
This man has never performed stand-up comedy before.
He's funny, though.
He's a
James
funny man.
Is hilarious.
He's going to host the show. He's absolutely terrified. So here's the thing. If you listen to the podcast and... Because sometimes stand-up comedy is all about just going to see the train wreck, you know?
Yeah,
maybe listen to the podcast and you're like, these shitheads don't know what they're talking about half the time, which we agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I would like to see them actually try and be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and see us try and be funny.
Yeah, for money. It's real.
Yeah. So, again, us, Monty Scott, James Keast is making his stand-up comedy debut, so that could be a train wreck.
Yeah, who knows? Me and Monty could go beer to beer for 4 hours before the show, and that could be a train wreck.
Unbelievable. It's April 5th at Winona Lodge, which is on Bloor West in downtown Toronto. It's not really downtown Toronto. It's just west of the Annex.
Yeah.
Basically. Tickets are $10, but with that $10, you get a pint of Steam Whistle beer.
Delicious, cold Steam Whistle.
Because it's sponsored by Steam Whistle, and then it's $5 Steam Whistles all night during the show. So
come get rowdy, goddammit.
Come enjoy some stand-up comedy. We'll probably most likely be talking about basketball during our sets.
I'm shitting on Matt Devlin for at least 20 minutes.
It's just going to be a Matt Devlin roast. He doesn't know about it. And we're going to do some stand-up comedy.
Because we're cowards.
And we don't want him to shoot us down.
He seems like a very powerful man in media. And guys, don't tell Matt Devlin we're talking shit about him over here. We got careers. We got to keep up.
April the 5th, Winona Lodge. We'll put up a post, God willing, Blake and Zarrar and Sam are okay with it. We'll put something up on Raptors Republic leading up to the show, like a ticket link. Again, $10. That includes a free Steam Whistle beer. So really, it's only $5. Stand-up comedy. And James Keast is making his debut. We're going to have him on the podcast in the next week or two to talk about that, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down.
Hopefully Zarrar will come on mushrooms. It's going to be amazing.
Zarrar has been to a couple of these shows. He's enjoyed them.
Yeah.
He's come back. Zarrar's the best. So
we'll have Zarrar out there signing autographs for the people.
Yeah.
We'll make him and not.
Yeah.
Please go up to Zarrar and ask for his autograph if you see him at the show.
That's going to be 50% of the show.
Yeah.
Just forcing Zarrar to sign autographs.
Sign autographs.
So it's happening April the 5th, Winona Lodge, Bloor West. It's Bloor and Dovercourt-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 p.m. And we'll be pimping that all month. Come check it out. It's the Comedy Records and Exclaim Magazine monthly showcase. Talking Raptors is taking over for the April the 5th edition.
This is our first Talking Raptors show in Toronto, isn't it? Did we do another one? No, this is it, buddy.
Is it really?
This is the first time we've ever done
Holy
a Talking
shit.
Raptors show. No, we did one in a weed lounge. 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That show was wicked.
Yeah. That went actually pretty well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. April the 5th. And I'm going to be honest. It's a small venue. So limited tickets.
Yeah. It's act quick. Can you buy tickets in advance or?
Yeah. We're going to have a ticket link.
You got to fight motherfuckers to get in the building.
Well,
you got to fight Zarrar to get in the show.
Yeah. Zarrar's a doorman. April the 5th. It's a Thursday. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Cheap beer. Lots of laughs. Talking Raptors. Taking over. Exclaim. And Comedy Records Showcase at Winona Lodge.
Six from a six.
Before we get out of here, we got a shout out.
It's time for the shout outs.
Yeah, we got a shout out.
Who are we shouting out?
Josh or at Sergio Dip.
Ooh.
And he asks, is DeMar going to be tossed onto Legends Row once he retires? Or do we have to make some sort of legend court with some all-time raps?
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, we definitely, like the Leafs got that bench outside the ACC. The Raptors should have
Legends Court.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Side.
The Legends Row thing is really cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. I think, again, that was Tim Lewicki. Maybe not, though. But yeah, Legends Court, I'm in. Let's do it.
Where are you going to lay up? Put them. It's a bench. Like, it's a, sorry, it's boards, right? Right now? And the guys are hopping over
the
boards?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to, on the other side, you have to put some chairs, guys sitting on the bench or something.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm down.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, he asked. Yes, absolutely. DeMar DeRozan would be in some statue form.
Yep.
Put him up.
Definitely.
And Josh has some ideas. I'm going to go through some of them.
All right.
Vince elbow in the rim dunk, or he says, or Vince in his graduation robes, depending on which is amazing.
I'm on board with that.
How the fans feel. Kyle Lowry taking a charge.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a great one.
Or the. Maybe Kyle Lowry's celebrating after DeRozan's.
That should absolutely be
that smile
the statue.
Unbelievable.
It should be DeMar and Kyle hugging DeMar. That should be the statue. They should come together like that.
Perfect. Done.
And then this is my favorite of his suggestions is Dwayne Casey calling Budenholzer a bitch ass motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm on board.
That I'm on board with all those.
That could be a multiple statue thing where his lips are mouthing it through multiple statues.
It could be, or it could be interactive. You push a button. It's like, you bitch ass motherfucker, don't talk to my team.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Josh, Sergio Dip.
That's the best thing about Dwayne Casey. He's got that Southern anger in him.
Yeah, he's really grown on me this year, I got to say. I was wrong.
There it is.
Not afraid to admit it.
Oh, before we leave, Barry, we didn't talk about this in the podcast, and I would be remiss to not do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you watched the Oscars, Barry.
I watched some of it.
Did you? Did you like the Oscars?
Well, yeah, whatever. They're okay.
What was your favorite part about the Oscars, Barry?
I can't remember, to be honest. Nothing stood out.
Nothing popped out. None of the, you were happy with everyone that won an award.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I don't know. History has proven that Winston Churchill was not the best human on the planet.
Sure. Absolutely.
There was another one
But you don't win Oscars, Barry, for being a good person. This is not what's up to debate. You win Oscars for producing a phenomenal
project. I know what you're about to talk about. The rapist that won.
That's it.
Yeah, the rapist. Yeah.
Alleged.
Mm-hmm.
Settled out of court.
Yeah, well.
Well,
yeah,
I just want to say that.
Okay.
While Michael Jordan may have more championships than Kobe Bryant.
Right.
He does not have more Oscars, Barry.
No, that's true. Fewer rapes as well.
And I think they were in the same amount of movies, if
Listen,
if that's and you know what's even better, Barry, is that he won it for animating a letter that you parodied on the Talking Raptors website.
Yeah, that parody
to shit on Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Well,
I tried to parody it. It didn't end up being very funny, but it was
I did enjoy it.
You know what it
after
was?
After I got over the anger that you insulting my childhood hero, but
that's why it wasn't very good. It was because it didn't come from a good place in my heart.
Yeah,
so it doesn't translate as
that's
funny.
That's right, and we're trying to be positive.
Yeah, no, exactly. Listen.
So say something nice to the goddamn man, and we can move on, Barry.
If Space Jam isn't Oscar worthy, then I don't know what the fuck is. All right.
Fine.
So this is my problem with the Academy.
It's an institutional problem. You're absolutely right.
And that's just the tipping point.
They are making changes. It is progressive, and we're not there yet.
You know,
right? I see what you're saying. Kobe.
Let's just leave it at that. Yeah. Okay. We can't even. And the fact that it's
hell
like,
of a ball player and hell of a film producer. That's weird.
Okay. I did like though that he was getting a lot of
backlash, quite a bit,
like from the Me Too movement.
Hashtag Me Too.
So
lit up Kobe Bryant.
That made me feel good.
That's got to be a rough night for Vanessa, hey?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, it's not. I mean,
she don't want to look at her Twitter that evening.
No, stay off social media for a bit. Hey, here we are. You know.
Oscar winner, 5-time champion.
But Casey Affleck also won an Oscar. And
there it is.
You know?
There it is.
What's his
record? Casey Affleck never won an NBA championship, though, let alone five.
He didn't. No, that's true.
You can still, Barry, you can still be the greatest shitbag.
Yeah, you know what? That's where it is.
I mean, Michael Jordan is not a good person.
Glass half full.
This is known.
He's not a rapist, though.
That we know of, Barry.
That would have came up, I think. I feel someone would have tried to get that money, if anything.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, a lot of problems with the Oscars, but whatever. Congratulations to Jordan Peele. Let's see that.
There it is.
You know?
And Guillermo del Toro.
Yes, Guillermo.
Big fan.
There's a Toronto connection to him for something. So I saw. I don't
know. Shoots a lot of movies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And on a positive
note, I think
note.
Shape of Water might have been shot in Toronto. I could be wrong.
No way.
That. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. 2018, positivity. Here
that's
we
actually
are.
The only Guillermo del Toro movie I haven't seen yet is Shape of Water.
It's interesting. I don't think I saw any of the Oscar-nominated movies.
No, I didn't see that Billboard one.
I want to see that Billboard one.
I heard it was good.
Inclusion Rider.
Yeah, Oscars. A lot of shit happened.
I mean, now we're just opening a can of worms.
Now we can't get into this on Talking Raptors.
No. Okay.
This is a slippery slope, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to get... It's not... It's. Let's stop. All right.
We're backpedaling like a Kobe Bryant fadeaway. Let's go, baby.
That's it. We're wrapping it up. Hit us up on Twitter.
Shut it down, goddammit. Thanks to the Academy.
The music's playing, telling us to shut up. It's like, all right. Orchestra's going. Like, okay, we got it. We get it. Hit us up on Twitter at Talking Raptors. April the 5th, Winona Lodge, Blue and Dover Court. Come see Talking Raptors live. Nick Reynoldson, myself, Monty Scott, James Keast is making his debut. It's going to be beautiful. Big ups to Raptors Republic. It's a beautiful time to be alive.
Let's go Raptors, man.
Let's go Raptors.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving. The in-OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say, we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.